to my tennis family and beyond. That is how Roger Federer announced and addressed his followers on social media today, where he announced that he will retire from tennis.
I am 41 years old. I've played more than 1,500 matches over 24 years. Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt, and now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career.
Federer has won 20 Grand Slam titles. He's also brought grace and sportsmanship to the court. Christopher Clary is the New York Times tennis correspondent. He's author of The Master, The Long Run and Beautiful Game of Roger Federer. Welcome back, Christopher.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Well, everyone's a little sad today, all tennis fans out there. You've covered him for a long time. What was your reaction?
Well, it's been quite a month, hasn't it? Yeah. With the Serena Williams situation as well, with her announcing her evolution from tennis and leaving the door ajar for potential return, but quite likely her final match is played at the U.S. Open. Such an emotional moment there. And this comes the a few days after that. So tennis fans, sports fans globally, it's a lot to absorb in a short time for sure. And you know, Roger has had an incredible run. He sort of set the standard in a new place for tennis champions in terms of being able to endure on the men's side and play so well for so long. But above all, I think it's just the way he touched people around the world, all different cultures, with his game. Writing the book that I did, you could sense that from talking to people on all different cultures and creeds, that the elegance of his game and the humanity that he showed so often on the court really are the things that stick with people. And I think he brought a lot of pleasure to a lot of fans over 20 years.
That's for sure. He leaves the game with one of the most competitive records in history, those 20 Grand Slam championships, a record 8 men's single titles at Wimbledon, a record tying 5 titles at the U.S. Open. He had some epic matches. Any stand out to you?
Well, the interesting thing about Roger is that as an enduring champion, he dominated the game for quite a few years early on in his career. And then two other players emerged, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic, and really made it a kind of a three-headed beast at top of men's tennis. And those guys really had amazing rivalries for a long time. And Roger won a lot of great matches, but also lost a lot of great matches. So I think the ones that will stand out for me are the 2008 Wimbledon final that he lost to Nadal in 5 sets, the 2009 French Open that he won for the first and only time when he was able to win that tournament. And then I'd have to put as well the 2019 Wimbledon title when Novak Djokovic was facing 2 match points against Roger, and Roger was unable to convert those in his late 30s. Would have been an amazing moment. So Roger's had some great highs and some great lows, but he's handled it all with a lot of grace.
In his retirement announcement, Federer thanked his wife, his 4 kids, his teammates, his fans, and he described how he first became interested in tennis as a boy. Here he is.
When my love of tennis started, I was a ball kid in my hometown of Basel. I used to watch the players with a sense of wonder. They were like giants to me, and I began to dream. My dreams led me to work harder, and I started to believe in myself.
He thanked everyone around the world who's made the, quote, dreams of a young Swiss ball kid come true. In some ways, was his an unusual rise?
Well, I think what made Roger unusual was that he came from a background where you wouldn't have seen that kind of hunger normally that would be created in a champion. He was somebody who came from a comfortable middle-class background from Switzerland. His mom is South African. His dad was Swiss. And I think he could have gone a lot of different directions with his life, but he really had a passion for tennis. Was created by a connection with a coach named Peter Carter, who died young, tragically, in a car accident in South Africa, and really kind of gave Roger that extra impetus to make the most of his talent. And he met a woman named Mirka, who was a Swiss tennis player whose career was cut short, became Roger's wife, mother of their 4 children. And really, it's Mirka, as Roger mentioned today in his announcement, who plays such a huge role in letting Roger play on for so long. And they carted their family around the world in first class, but they carted them around nonetheless. And she played a massive role in supporting him and encouraging him to continue for so long.
You mentioned Roger Federer's elegance, his humanity. What will his absence mean for the game of tennis in our last minute here?
Well, I think it's definitely a huge aesthetic loss. I think it's a huge loss in terms of passion. He's created so much loyalty in his fans. He has one more tournament to play. He's playing the Laver Cup next week in London. So that'll be a final chance for people to see him in action. But I think the time has come. He's 41. If he can't move the way he used to, he can't be Roger Federer.
When Serena Williams announced she was winding down her career, she seemed to leave the door open just a bit. But Federer's announcement seemed more certain, more definitive. Do you believe him?
I do. He's had a long look at this. He hasn't played for over a year on tour. If he's making this decision now, it's because he knows his body doesn't have what it needs to be able to compete at the very highest level.
Christopher Clary is a New York Times tennis correspondent with us as we process the news that Roger Federer will retire from tennis after the Laver Cup next week. One more chance to watch, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.